when you guys go up 24-12, you had an 8-yard touchdown run, and it capped a drive where you had 8 straight rushes and a quarterback sack. You know, you guys come back from that sack, mm-hmm. and you go into the end zone.
Yeah.
Did you show that identity that you guys are capable of?
Yeah, absolutely. I would say so, yeah, absolutely. You know, that we really were able to establish the ground game this week, get everything going the way that we want to. And, you know, it's about going to practice and trying to be more balanced, you know, trying to get the air game going, too, so that safeties can't come up in the box like they were in that second half. And, it's 11 guys got to do their job, and we did a lot better this week.
I know you had four touchdowns today, but you had one big catch there kind of out of the backfield. That one that was kind of pinpoint, almost through double coverage. Just kind of go through that catch.
Yeah, you know, we saw man coverage. We had a good little rub route called. Skyler threw a perfect ball right over the top of the defender trailing me and the safety coming in to make the play. And it was just an easy catch. It was a perfect ball. You can't drop those balls.
What goes through your head when you see Skyler sky for 19 yards and dive for the try line? What are you thinking about?
Man, it's just a competitor, a guy that wants to win. And everybody feeds off that energy, and that's how we were able to come out today. You know, he was able to give a lot of inspiration throughout the week. And really, really proud of that guy and all he's done.
Is it different, or how much different is it in a game when you have to carry the ball that many times compared to your normal work?
I mean, it's better for me. That's what I want to do. You know, I've always wanted to kind of carry the load and that sort of thing. So I enjoy it.
How much different is it now, I guess, going into a bye week, knowing, you know, you got that win, you got that monkey off your back, rather than having to sit with an 0-4 record for 2 weeks?
It's huge, you know, going into a bye week with a big win like this, where we were pretty significant underdogs, I believe. I'm not too sure, but I'm assuming so. You know, it's really good for momentum. You know, everybody going into practice confident, happy. You know, we don't have that low sort of energy, you know, from after a loss. You know, it's a big win for us, and we're really happy that we were able to do it.
What's your favorite formation, Wildcat or Diamond formation now?
I just like playing football, man.
You mentioned feeding off energy. Dalvin Womack was saying you're the spark plug for this offense, just with the way you run and such. Do you kind of carry that responsibility when you're running the ball to give that extra effort and get those extra yards?
I mean, you know, you're not really conscious of that when 11 guys are trying to take your head off. But, you know, I do try to run as hard as I can every play, try to make the most out of every play in terms of yardage and that sort of thing. So, yeah, I guess in that term, yeah.
Do you see that impact other guys on the field? And they say it kind of gives them energy, kind of pumps them up when they see you breaking tackles and running dudes over. I mean, do you kind of see that in them?
Absolutely. You know, you can see the defense feed off of that. And, you know, when there are guys like Duke that are getting 2 interceptions, toe tap swag on the side, like that's, you know, that'll give us energy as an offense, too. You know, it's whenever a play is made, everybody feeds off of that. And that was evident today.